It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a University of Pittsburgh-led team of engineers and surgeons has been awarded a $2.3 million NIH grant to develop a wearable artificial lung for kids. The device would be used while a child waits for a transplant. Other devices used as a bridge between lung failure and a transplant require the child to be linked to an immovable device. If successful, it would allow the child to continue to be mobile, which, according to the researchers, could lead to better post-transplant outcomes. Uber is using technology to thwart authorities who have been trying to find or shut down its ride-sharing service. The company acknowledged that it identified undercover government agents and then, using a fake version of its app, canceled rides. This week, the Tech Report asks you to say something if you see something. Every few years, the Computer Emergency Response Team, or CERT, at Carnegie Mellon University updates its report titled The Common Sense Guide to Mitigating Insider Threats. Randy Trezak is one of the lead authors of the recently released fifth edition.
We've collected close to 1,300 incidents by which insiders have done something to cause harm to organizations. And from that, we try to analyze and develop the risk indicators of an individual who may be doing something to cause harm to organizations.
Threats can look very different depending on the type of business. While banks might worry about the money being stolen, hospitals need to keep an eye on personal data, and the tech company could lose its intellectual property. There are technical solutions to help protect the data, but Trezak says those are only watching the files, not the people.
We found with the insider threat research we've done that there's a significant amount of behavioral information that may be available well before the technical aspects of the incident tend to be available to organizations. You know, what would motivate someone to want to steal their intellectual property?
For that reason, CERT consults with psychologists. Trezak says 70% of all internal data thefts occur within 30 days of an employee announcing they're leaving the company. But not all internal threats are nefarious. This edition includes guidance of unintentional threats.
Those could be in the form of someone who unintentionally sends information through email, didn't intend to send it outside the network, but the email address went outside the organization. Someone who gets that spear phishing email, downloads or clicks on the attachment. They don't intend to cause harm, but there still is impact to the organization.
The report recommends all employees be trained on mitigating internal threats and that individuals from upper management, HR, and legal join with the IT department in creating the policy. Greg Porter is the founder of the information security consulting firm Allegheny Digital. He says it's not unusual for companies of all sizes to build threat mitigation plans without even considering threats from insiders. He says knowing when a company needs a system is less about the size of the company and more about what the business does.
What data are you storing, processing, or transmitting? There's sensitivities around the organizations that you're working with. That really kind of gives rise to what is an appropriate series of controls that you should implement in that environment.
Porter says the CERT report is a great place to start the conversation. It's purposely written in a way that non-IT professionals can understand. Trezak says this does not mean a company can never trust an employee.
But the trust but verify model is very, very important. Trusting employees, giving access but verifying what they're doing, and putting detection capabilities in place that might identify anomalies that may be concerning to organizations. So can it be 100% prevented? That's debatable, but early detection would minimize the impact to organizations.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.